A domestic violence complaint against Carolina Panthers star defensive end Greg Hardy characterizes him as a man in rage in an incident that led him to being arrested on misdemeanor charges of assault and communicating threats. But 911 tapes released by the CMPD give conflicting accounts. WFAE's Greg Collard reports.
The complaint filed by 24-year-old Nicole Holder accuses Hardy of picking her up and throwing her into a bathtub early Tuesday morning at Hardy's uptown apartment. She says Hardy then pulled her from the tub by her hair and dragged her into a bedroom while screaming that he was going to break her arms and kill her. In a 911 call, Hardy tells a different story.
She refused to leave. She told me to break her arm when I asked her to leave.
He says she asked me to break her arm when I asked her to leave. In Nicole Holder's complaint, it says Hardy choked her with both hands while she was lying on a bedroom floor and then threw her onto a couch covered with guns. She says another man then helped Hardy carry her out of the apartment and left her in the hallway. That's when Holder says she went to police. But in his call to 911, Hardy says he not only wants her to leave, but that she's keeping him from leaving.
She said the door won't leave. We've been trying to get away for an hour. I've asked her to leave 1,000 times and she hit me in the face twice.
At times, Holder can be heard yelling in the background. Hardy says his manager is stopping her from attacking him.
She's trying to come at me, bro. Don't let her do it, bro.
We have an officer out there to be dismissed, okay?
Thank you, please.
Thank you.
But another 911 caller seems to support Nicole Holder's complaint.
Some girls in her house be upstairs, and I heard it, and I seen it.
This caller does not identify herself.
We need the police here now, before this girl gets seriously hurt, now.
It appears she's using the phone of a neighbor of Hardy's. He notes the woman looks intoxicated, and that seems to be a common denominator in this case. In court yesterday morning, the Charlotte Observer reports the judge noted that both Hardy and Holder were intoxicated. Hardy, who turned himself in Tuesday afternoon, was released on $17,000 bond and ordered not to communicate with Holder. He also must attend some AA meetings. Hardy is scheduled to earn $13 million for the Panthers this season. The team released a statement that says it's disappointed to learn of the allegations and concern for all parties as we continue to investigate. For WFAE News, I'm Greg Collard in Charlotte.